Foreign Affairs.
I called this press conference because it seems that many of you are not clear on what my position is with regard to certain policies. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask them, and I will do my best to answer them.
Yes, my name is Sherry Norman from Tomorrow's News Today, and I just want to know what your position is on foreign affairs.
I'm against them, Sherry. I'm totally against them.
I don't understand. How can you be against them?
Simple, Sherry. I'm in the hotel business, and every time an American goes abroad to have an affair, that not only costs me money, it costs the American economy money, too. When an American citizen goes overseas to a foreign country to have an affair, that is one hotel room booking that I or some other American hotel chain didn't get. Do you have any idea just how many people are employed directly or indirectly in the hotel industry?
No, sir, I don't. How many are there?
Well, Sherry, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it's a lot of people, believe me. Yes, and you, sir, do you have a question?
Yes, sir. My name is Billy Bob Bodine of the Backwoods Banner newspaper, and I'd like to know what your position is on Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Now, you just brought up another point about why I'm against foreign affairs. This Bosnia guy has been hurting women's Govinas for years and getting away with it. If this guy Boz was doing this in America, he would be in jail because we have laws against that sort of thing.
Excuse me, sir. I believe you mispronounced the word. I think it's pronounced Govina.
I just love the poorly educated.
Excuse me, sir, but I'm not poorly educated. I have 3 degrees.
I say Govina, you say Govina. What's the difference? If I mispronunciate a few words, you still know what I mean. And you ladies out there, you have to take some responsibility in this matter. I mean, if this guy Boz is going to hurt your Govina, you should stay away from him. After all, you've only got one Govina. If you take care of your Govina, it will take care of you. So see your doctor, get regular checkups, and above all, stay away from this Boz character. And if you have your affairs in America and not in some foreign country, it's good for America and good for your health. Oh, and have a doctor check your Slovakis at the same time. I think you have 2 of them. Any more questions? No? Okay, that's it for today. Oh, we have 1 more question. What is it, Sherry?
Actually, sir, I think you have the wrong word. I think the word you really meant to use starts with a B.
No, Sherry, it definitely starts with a G. Why do you think they refer to it as the G-spot? Now, I always got good marks in astronomy when I was in school, so I know these things. Oh, I see we have another question. Go ahead. What's your question?
Yes, sir. My name is Lily Wang of the Shanghai Surprise News, and I would like to know your thoughts on China.
Well, Lily, I really don't have much to do with China. My wife usually handles China. I can say I'm not fond of the blue stuff, whatever they call it. As you probably guessed, I don't like the color blue for obvious reasons, and I can't stand red China either. I guess if I had to pick one, it would be Mikasa. Does that answer your question, Lily?
Not really, sir. I was expecting a totally different response.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes, Lily. Now, are there any more questions? No? Okay, then. That's it for today.
Oh, boy. They're sure going to have some fun with this one.
Are they ever?